The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Living Wealthy Radio, heard around the web on livingwealthyradio.com, iTunes, and Blog Talk Radio. I am Teresa Kuhn, helping you live wealthier. Resources are available for you at livingwealthyradio.com.
Do you have plenty of energy to get through your day and accomplish your goals every week? Do you look and feel as vibrant and healthy as you did 10 years ago? Well, most people would probably say no. Productivity, energy levels, and vibrancy seem to decline the older we get. But does it have to be that way? Can we look and feel energized and vibrant throughout our lifespans? How do we operate at peak health and mental acuity? Well, our guest today, Dr. Matthew Accurso, is a leading authority in human potential healthcare, and he helps executives and entrepreneurs and really anyone access peak performance through cutting-edge, research-supported strategies. And he's here on Living Wealthy Radio to share with us some fascinating insights into how we can supercharge our minds and bodies. So welcome to the show, Dr. Accurso.
Thank you so much, Teresa. I'm grateful to be here.
Well, grateful to have you on Living Wealthy Radio. So tell us your story. How and why are you in the field? And the human potential healthcare, I love that. That's so cool how you labeled what you do.
Yeah, you know, I'd have to take you back to when I was 8 years old. I remember my mom bringing me to this seminar down south, and the seminar was called Saturday Night Live. And it completely changed my life. I look at that, this one moment, as a moment where my paradigm shifted as a kid. You know, as a kid, you want to be a superhero, a policeman, a fireman, a submarine driver, whatever it might be. And there's a point where you start to become a woman, you start to become a man, and that starts to change. And at 8 years old, that changed for me. I went to this seminar and I heard a man on stage speak with such passion and conviction about what he did and why he did it. And he was a doctor who was on the leading edge of cause-centered healthcare, you know, taking care of a person and looking at the cause instead of chasing symptoms. Like you and I had talked about before the show, Teresa, how important that is. He was talking about this with such a passion and vitality that I couldn't take my eyes off of them. I remember as a kid standing on this at the edge of the stage, just honed in. I had never been honed in. Actually, in fact, when I was a kid, I was labeled with ADHD diagnoses. And in this moment, I was completely honed in on this man. This man was my uncle. And I remember going home that night and saying, "Mom, I know exactly what I want to be. I want to be a doctor that gets to the cause of why people are sick and suffering." And then even further than that, now what I do is I prevent things. You know, it's so important that we actually not just look at sickness and disease, but let's look at future generations. You know, I think a lot of times our youth get left out of the whole healthcare equation in our country. And that's a problem, because what happens is then they go down this path of treating something, treating a symptom, and never actually learning about what it looks like to perform optimally. And then so my job is to ask, why aren't we asking the questions in our healthcare system? How do we get someone to perform optimally, not just address sickness and disease? Because it's a model that many experts are now figuring out doesn't work. You know, if you talk to some of the leading experts at Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins, they're now saying that the healthcare system doesn't exist, because it's not healthcare, it's actually sick care. And so, you know, long story short, that's my story of where, how I got to where I am today. And obviously I did some zigging and zagging along the way. It wasn't a straight line, but today I literally get to live my passion every single day and be on amazing calls with people like you.
Do you know how fortunate you are to have found your purpose in life at the young age of 8 years old?
You know, every day, Teresa, I wake up with gratefulness. I really do. Some nights I actually have trouble sleeping because I'm just so excited about living my calling. So I don't take that for granted, not one single day. And I can't take credit for it, honestly. I had a mom that really instilled in me at a young age that, you know, go for your dreams. You know, she would always talk about a big shot that's a little shot that just kept on shooting. And so she would just say, just keep shooting, baby. And that's what I did. You know? So I just kept on keeping on. Like I said, I had, you know, I now in this day and age, you know, they would probably put a kid like me on, you know, 4 or 5 medications and say, well, that you're going to be on the rest of your life. You know, but my mom never accepted the diagnosis. Is, you know, she always said, your body knows exactly what it's supposed to do. And I just followed, you know, that advice. And it led me here, you know.
Incredible. Just absolutely incredible that you come from that family and a mom, right, that knew intuitively, and maybe not. Did she have any intelligence or training to think that way, or was it totally maternal intuition?
Yeah, you know, so I was raised in a family where all the doctors that I was surrounded with, you know, thought very outside of the box. And I think, you know, it's a lot of times we look at that as a very abstract way of thinking, like, oh man, that takes a lot of effort. And how do you actually know, how to think about your healthcare and how to act and how to respond? Because health can be confusing at times, you know, health issues can be scary. But I think the most important part at the very core of how my mom thought, how my family thought, it was the fact that we are brilliantly and wonderfully made. You know, you're not junk. You weren't made to get sick and diseased. You really weren't. Even though, you know, our society believes that the older you get, the sicker you get, or, you know, age just sets in. You know, you'll hear people say, oh, I have, you know, this condition. You know, my heart is acting up. I have swelling in my leg. You know, this is happening. And obviously there are effects to aging, no doubt. We don't live forever. But at the same time, you have to think, there is research around the world that shows that people who age, that actually take care of their bodies and eat congruently and move, you know, eat well, move well, and think well, that they age very gracefully. And actually some cultures, like Okinawans, they actually gain muscle as they age. They keep muscle tone as they age. So, and it's not just simply that they're a different type of person, like, you know, I'm this type of person, well, they're that type of person, I'll never be that. It's just that America has gone down a certain road, and I think that we're waking up, which is awesome, but I think we're still on that road of doing whatever we want, you know, eating whatever we want, you know, moving, thinking however we want, and not proactively seeking out health, intentionally seeking out health. And I think you're a great example, Teresa. I'm going to actually start talking about you more, because you teach people how to do that with their finances. You know, you know that, I mean, I know, you and I both know that if I didn't do anything with my finances and I just sat here and expected it to come to me and expected it to manage itself, you know, you'd look at me like I had two heads. You'd be like, well, if you want to grow your finances, you have to intentionally address it. And you know, get coaching and put people around you that understand it. It's the same thing with your health. If you ignore your health and you just wait till something happens, then guess what? Most of the time, it's going to be too late.
Well, you know, doctor, I think it all begins with mindset, right? And for us, I think we grew up with more acceptance around out-of-the-box thinking. And every, you know, I go back to everything in life being programming, right? You're either, you know, when I raised my son, I knew, okay, either I'm going to program him with my values and the way I think, or the world's going to program him because someone's going to program him, right?
Yeah.
And so your family programmed you to think differently around health and think differently around your, what conventional wisdom would have thought, you know, out of control, you're hyper or you're whatever, right? The reasons why they would have diagnosed you as ADHD. And your family said something different. It was a different way of thinking. And you and I in our respective fields think differently. And actually it carries on into, for me personally, into every area of my life, I think completely different. If it's conventional and if it's what most people are talking about, I'm looking the other way because I know that's not where the truth is. That's not where I want to be, right?
Right.
And so you're doing something completely different. And you're the personal doctor to a number of Fortune 500 CEOs and celebrities. What are some of your top performance hacks for your clients?
Yeah. So, you know, I could give you a laundry list, but I'll stay simple, you know, just so a lot of people out there listening can use what I'm talking about. You know, the rabbit hole goes really deep when you talk about, you know, quotation hacks. I think hacks, a hack is a good word because it kind of shows that it's quick, you know, it tends to be easy and it gets us fast results. And a lot of times that's what we want. We want fast results. I will say before I go into any of that, that, you know, your health is not a hack. Your health is a journey. There are things though, like the things that I'll tell you right now, that can actually help tremendously with getting your health back on track. One of the things that I use, and this is really a secret weapon when it comes to health, and it's something that I've used for a while now. It's called intermittent fasting. And intermittent fasting is simply not eating for a certain amount of time to increase human chorionic growth hormone or human growth hormone. And human growth hormone is released by the pituitary gland, and it regulates body composition, muscle, bone growth, heart function. It's very, very powerful in helping the body get back to homeostasis. You know, animals will actually imitate intermittent fasting. You know, that I always say, you know, animals are geniuses in that we can watch what they do when they get sick, and we can imitate that. You know, for instance, if an animal eats something bad, eats a poison, for instance, they will not eat anything until that poison is purged from their body. They'll literally go off. Sometimes they hide in a corner, or, you know, a predator can't get them, and they'll fast. And so fasting does that for our bodies. It helps us to detox. Well, an easy way to do it is simply to stop eating at around 7:30 p.m. at night, and you'll carry that all the way until about 11:30 the next day. So some people say, well, there's no way that I can go without food for that long. Well, actually, there's things that you can do to help your body maintain satiety. And the way you do that is, and I'll tell you the way that I do it, is I actually have a huge bottle of sparkling water waiting for me in the morning. So I wake up, I'll drink a huge bottle of sparkling water. I drink the whole thing. It's probably 16 ounces. And that revitalizes your cells. So you have to know that when you sleep, your body is going to be dehydrated for, you know, 8 hours. Now, if you drank a lot the day before, then, you know, you should be good. But still, your cells are going to be like sponges when you wake up. So well, the first thing you drink is what your body's going to absorb right away. So a lot of people, what's the first thing they pick up? Coffee. And I would say that's the worst thing you can pick up right early in the morning, because you're going to absorb caffeine, which is a natural dehydrator. So the first thing you want to do is drink water, and you know, bubbly water, you know, can actually increase satiety, and it can actually help you feel full. So I drink that. And then right about 11:30 is when I'll have my first meal, and there's never any carbs in the meal. It's always very lean meat. I do a lot of vegetables. You know, I'll steam them. But that's a way to increase human growth hormone. And by doing that, you will skyrocket brain performance. You will increase fat burning capabilities. You will increase lean muscle mass just by doing that one hack. There's also other hacks you can do. You know, right now, I see a lot of people that deal with sleep issues. And I think a lot of Americans deal with sleep issues because we're just not addressing rest in the right way. And we also have things around us that are hindering the way our bodies actually drop into something called REM sleep. And one thing is blue light. So I'll tell you, you know, we have millions and millions of Americans who have desk jobs that look at blue light all day long. And what blue light does is it causes an increase in serotonin, which wakes up the brain, and it leads to disrupted REM sleep because we find ourselves a lot of times at night looking at a TV. So what happens is the brain is already awake. You have serotonin being released in your body at 8 o'clock at night because we're watching Dancing with the Stars or American Idol, and then all of a sudden you have this spike in serotonin, and now you can't get to sleep. So I always say that one of the other things you can do is turn off all blue light at 10 o'clock p.m. As hard as that is, you will be shocked at how well your body rests. It's going to take a week to set in, but once it does, it's going to blow you away. I tell you, I implement that trick a lot, and people with severe sleep issues, see people with insomnia, start seeing amazing results just from blocking out the blue light.
So those are two great things, right? The intermittent fasting, and you work with the sparkling water. Do you have a preference in terms of brand for the sparkling water?
Sparkling water in general is pretty safe. So Perrier is a really good sparkling water. You can actually make your own sparkling water. There's actually a machine that infuses seltzer into water, and that's always safe because you can use reverse osmosis or you can use water from a Berkey filter. But Perrier is good, and then there's another one, and I'm literally drawing a blank on it, but it's the other popular one. I don't get it a lot, but it's still very clean. It's from a natural spring in Italy, and if I think of it, I'll definitely throw it out at you.
Okay, and for the blue light, there's some blue light blocker glasses. Do you recommend those?
I do. Yeah, there's a website called bluelightshield.com, and you can go to bluelightshield.com, and those are actually screen protectors, but then there's actually the glasses, which you just talked about, and actually, you know, you don't have to spend $100 on blue light blocking glasses. There is a company called Gunners that makes a great pair of blue light blocking glasses if you want to look stylish while you wear them. Or you can look like Tim the Toolman Taylor and you can pick up a pair on Amazon and they're like $5. But they're a pair of construction glasses, but they do the exact same thing. You can save a lot of money.
Really? Yes, I've looked at those and they are quite pricey. So as long as they block the blue light, that's okay. All right.
Yep.
So those are great. Two great suggestions because it has to do with sleep, it has to do with weight, it has to do with the hormone growth hormones, it has to do with your brain, right? Optimizing your brain function.
Yeah.
And so is this how you maintain your high performance in your life? Because you've got your business, you're teaching doctors all over the world, you're a husband, you've got three girls, you're active in your church, you're active in mission work, like on and on and on, right? So is this what you're doing? You're taking your own medicine?
Yeah, I do. I do. I very much do. You know, so I thoroughly believe that it all starts with the way that I wake up. I am a firm advocate in that. If that goes wrong for me, then my whole day is shot. I might as well not implement any hacks whatsoever. So the first thing that I do is, and I'm very strict about this. There are a lot of my health participants make fun of me because they're like, you never break this process. You never actually veer off one time. And I say, no, I don't. Because I know that if I do, then my day is shot. And what I do is when I wake up, the minute my eyes open, I tell myself, and I actually, you know, I talk to God. I just say, you know, whatever is on my mind in this moment, I'm going to live my day with. And so if I wake up with bitterness, if I wake up with comparing myself, if I wake up with, you know, a false belief in my head, I do not get out of bed. I lay there And it has really, it's caused some problems in the past because, you know, obviously you have to be at meetings and things like that. But because I've stayed true to this mentality, it's done wonders in my life. You know, it's increased my discipline tremendously. But what I'll do is I'll say, before my feet hit the ground, this thought has to be gone. And I have to be thinking about something positive. So that's the first thing that I do. Because I know that, you know, and kids will bring this out in you. You know, they run into your bedroom and they're all happy. It doesn't matter what you're thinking. You know, they're like, you know, they're in the moment. They just want you to be happy with them. And I want to be that dad. I want to be that husband that wakes up with, you know, joy on my heart and you know, and love on my lips and being able to reach out and touch someone and be able to heal someone, you know, with the mindset that I'm carrying. There's a quote that I always think about: hurt people, healed people, heal people. And that's so true. If you carry around hurt, you know, and you carry around that baggage, that's what you're going to give off. So that's the first thing that I do when I wake up. And then I have, you know, a morning routine that I go through like clockwork. The first thing that I do is, and I wake up at 5:50 a.m. every morning, I imitate the ancient Greeks, and I get outside right away, take a deep breath, and I go through a thing called ACTS, which is adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. It's just something that I go through to keep myself in check. You know, especially in the doctor world, there's a lot of ego, there's a lot of chips on shoulders, and that's one thing that we have to drop as doctors right away. Because all that's going to do is it's going to put a barrier between you and the people that you need to help. So as doctors, we need to understand that we need to serve, we need to educate before we diagnose, before we do anything else, because that's just doing our society an injustice. So that's the first thing that I do. And then at 6:15, I'm in the gym with a friend. I like to have support when I work out. I also like to be pushed when I work out. I believe that if you're going to step into a gym, don't waste time by talking. Don't waste time, you know, by standing around. It should be time to get work done. So I get work done, you know, when I'm in the gym. I'll actually paddleboard 2 days a week because I don't like to be in within four walls in musty gym air 6 days a week. So I'll get out and do that. And then also, you know, Hippocrates described the healing benefits of the ocean as the lasso therapy. So I'm a big believer, if you're near ocean, if you're near salt water at all, you should be in it at least two times a week. The seawater is similar to human blood plasma. The sea mist is filled with negative ions. And then magnesium is amazing for your body. And it's a natural probiotic. There's tons of trace minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and living microorganisms in ocean water. So I always get in there. And then I make my what I call Mick Jagger shake, and that's on YouTube if anybody wants to get a hold of that shake. But it's a fat shake that, you know, and it's scary because I call it a fat shake. People are like, am I going to get fat? No, you're not going to get fat. You're actually going to burn muscle and build energy by incorporating good fats into your diet. So I do this shake right after I work out, and I love the shake. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake, but it's amazingly healthy for you. So if you go to YouTube and you type in Jagger fat burn, so J-A-G-G-E-R, Jagger fat burn, the first video that comes up besides the crazy ad that you always get on top of the videos, so it'll be the second video probably, is me talking about how to make that shake. And there's a lot of ingredients in it, but it's amazing. And it's a great way to incorporate health into your day without having to spend a fortune. And really, you may even have every single ingredient in your pantry. So it's a really, really great thing to incorporate. And then by 8 o'clock, I do a shower routine where I take a cold shower. So, you know, cold showers also release serotonin in the body. It spikes it very quickly. And I do an on and off cold shower thing where I do cold water for 10 seconds, and then I do warm for 5, and then cold water for 10. I do that about 5 times. And what it does is it spikes serotonin. So your body doesn't really know when the pain is going to end. I don't look at it as pain, but, you know, cold showers are not comfortable. But that's the thing, is when I get out of that shower, I am so ready for my day. My focus is through the roof. I get the most done in my day within 2 hours of actually getting out of that shower. So I make sure that everything that I have planned, that's kind of the hard stuff, the stuff I really want to do, is during the 2 hours after that shower. And then, you know, my week kind of looks all over the place, really. I'm doing consults on Tuesday and Thursday. I have marketing Mondays. I have meeting outside the office, outside the clinic on Fridays. So, and then on top of that, family time and all that stuff. But that's my routine that I do.
So not only do you coach other health practitioners and your clients, but I mean, you could develop a whole new business just coaching entrepreneurs, right? On time blocking and how to be efficient and how to be healthy. Because everything you've said is just, I mean, you've hit all of the big points on how to live a fantastic, spectacular, productive life, right?
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You consider yourself a lifestyle genetics expert. What is that exactly?
Yeah, so a lifestyle genetics expert, and I'll say this, when I speak to a person about going after the one thing that can transform their health the fastest and the testing that can save the most money, it's always lifestyle genetics. And specifically what that is looking at your personal blueprint. There's nothing more powerful than looking at how your body ticks. We can actually look across the board, you know, thousands and millions of people, and we can say what works across the board. And that's, you know, where you'll have diet books and exercise trends and nutrition strategies come in. And all those things can help to a point. But why not actually look inside and look at how you're made and the genetics that you're made from to actually develop a lifestyle plan? So there's nothing more powerful. You know, the health industry can be a maze at times. So I always say get rid of the squiggly line and make it straight. Don't start out with a diet program, an exercise regimen, a nutrition strategy. Start with you. Your body doesn't lie. It shoots you straight. So simply through a person's specific genetic blueprint, I can look at everything from what foods, fats, vegetables, meats will benefit them the most and what will actually hinder energy, what will crush productivity, what kind of exercise will build the most muscle, burn the most fat, and then what exercises can hurt them. You know, so for instance, is power more of the exercise that's going to help them initiate more energy and burn more fat, or is endurance, you know, do they need to be running more, things like that. And I think that's missing a lot because people just think, well, I'm just going to just go out and exercise, and that's great, but it might not be congruent with your genetics. For instance, you know, if you were to go to Ethiopia and look at the guys who are winning Boston marathons, these guys genetically are built to run 27, 28 miles and do it in stride. Whereas, you know, me, the Sicilian kid down the street, my body is not built for that. So, you know, I'm built more for power. So that's where, you know, learning who you are and learning how you tick is so important. And then also, I can look at hormone genetics, cholesterol genes, food sensitivity genes, and then even methylation genes, meaning what type of lifestyle will actually turn off aging genes and turn on longevity genes. So you can see just from all these types of things, it is amazing what you can glean from a gene. And then you go into epigenetics, which is essentially how your environment impacts your cells and how it actually affects the way that you age and the way that you actually respond to different foods and mindset and all those other things. So really, really powerful tool that many people should be using. And I'll tell you, Teresa, that we're going to see this really come to a head. You know, they're saying in 30 years, everything is going to be based on genetics. So when you go into if you actually go for anything, you go for health history, you go to a hospital, you go to get blood work, whatever you do, they're going to look at your genetics first. And that's as it should be, because already, I mean, that's what my family does is, you know, we look at our genetics first. And then we base everything else off of the blueprint that we looked at. And that way you can be physician knife accurate with how you're going to address your health for the next, you know, for the next 10 days, for the next 3 years, and so on and so forth.
You know, it wasn't that long ago that the mainstream belief was your genetics determined your lifestyle and your health, and nothing could be further from the truth. Now it's become more known that, you know, what you, your environment can turn on and off certain genes. And so you were at the cutting edge, you and your family were at the cutting edge of that kind of thinking. You know, we're running out of time. I just want to address one more thing real quick and make sure that, you know, I think a lot of our listening audience is, you know, women in their 30s, maybe late 30s. They have a couple kids. They're tired, right? Because they've got a lot going on. Yeah. They probably work, have kids. They're feeling their age, right? They probably gained a few pounds. What could you suggest to them, especially, that they could do to just look and feel young again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I will say the first thing is, don't let anybody tell you that, you know, you're something that, or you're, you need to be something other than who you are. You know, to look in the mirror and love yourself first, because you're doing better than you think you are, you know? And, that's number one. Getting into the nitty gritty stuff, I would say, more water upon waking. You know, water is a natural flush, the natural detoxifier. Before anything else, one huge 8-ounce glass of H2O right when you wake is so important. Another thing is, most of us are deficient in magnesium. Magnesium is so important. It's involved with 500 metabolic processes in the body. It's very involved with weight loss and weight gain. Take magnesium at night. Take a teaspoon of magnesium in some tea. It will, you'll feel a difference. I promise you that. No light in the bedroom. Turn off all the Wi-Fi. So very, very important. This will interrupt rest. A lot of times, you know, I'll talk to someone who is having health issues, and they'll say, well, you know, my sleep is fine. I wake up and I'm fine. And they don't correlate the fact that how they actually feel their energy levels. So during the day, at least, because when they wake up, they have a lot of energy. But what happens to people is they start to crash very early. That's a rest problem. That's a REM sleep problem. And what's happening is that blue light and Wi-Fi, which is dirty electricity, essentially affects brain waves. There is research on this. It's not woo-woo. Some people believe, oh, that's, you know, that's just silly. How can that affect that? It actually can, and it does. So that's very important. Shut off all Wi-Fi, computer, cell phone, all those things. Shut down all blue light at 10 p.m. I would say also, if you want to incorporate some really great household foods that everybody has, garlic is an antibacterial, it's an antifungal, it's an antiviral, it's antiparasitic. I mean, it's just amazing. It's a chelator of heavy metals. So, you know, I'm Sicilian. I like to bathe in it. You know, my wife's always like, when after I eat garlic, she's always like, you smell like a garlic bomb. But the thing is that it's such a powerful tool that we can use to detox our bodies, and it's super cheap. So I always say, you know, incorporate more garlic into your diet, and it will do wonders to your system. Also, chaga is another amazing immune booster that can also help with, you know, collagen, which is, you know, all the elasticity in the skin and things like that. Chaga is full of beta glucans, which balances the response of the body's immune system. It's also full of betalanic acid, which is able to break down LDL cholesterol, which is excellent for health as well. So those are really, really important things. I would also recommend intermittent fasting when you can. So, you know, stopping eating. And I know it's hard when you have a family. Sometimes the family eats, you want to eat with the family. Just try to make dinner earlier, and if that doesn't work, just stop eating as early as you possibly can. You know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, and do the hack that I talked about. You know, drink the sparkling water. If you want to have coffee, drink organic coffee. Cafe Altura, Altura, is an excellent brand. You can get it on, you know, most websites. Phytocoff.com has it. You can get it for, you know, 30% off. It's really cheap. But drink that and put some coconut oil in your coffee for a medium chain triglyceride, and that will actually fend off food cravings. The sparkling water, the coffee, and then don't eat until 11:30, and put out as many carbs as you can in your diet. So crucial, because grain turns to sugar, which then your body becomes a sugar burner and not a fat burner. And that's what makes you feel lethargic and kind of just, you know, very unproductive and almost like you're aging quicker than you are. That's what carbs will actually make you feel like. So do those things and you will see a tremendous difference in your health.
Dr. Cusso, I so enjoyed my time with you. You are just a wealth of information. This was not, we've got to do this again, just, you know, not enough time to go over all the stuff that you've got going on. Your website is designerhealthcenters.com, right?
Designerhealthcenters.com, and then we're actually rebranding, in the midst of rebranding, so you can go there, but then you can also go to our other website, Elevays, ElevaYS.com, and you can find out more about us. And also we have a podcast called SuperhumanEntrepreneur.com, where we're always giving away amazing things, amazing health hacks, and educating the public on everything that we do and all of our programs.
I love the name of that podcast. That is amazing. That's a great, whoever came up with that, that was excellent. Very, very good. Well, we will certainly upload the podcast on Living Wealthy Radio and link to your website. And we'll talk again and figure out when we can get back on the schedule, because there's just so much more that we can talk about. Really, really appreciate you coming on Living Wealthy Radio.
Thanks so much for your time, Teresa. I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Great. All right. You take care and God bless.
You too.
You've been listening to Living Wealthy Radio, heard around the web on livingwealthyradio.com, iTunes, and Blog Talk Radio. Download or subscribe to our podcast to hear a new show every week. I am Teresa Kuhn, and I hope you'll join me again next week as I show you ways to live wealthier. Resources are available for you on our website at livingwealthyradio.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.